Rave Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which you know is sponsored by Ingram Micro. Of course, you can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com, and they'll be heading to Infocom. We'll be heading to Infocom, and so will Jeff Hastings, the CEO of BrightSign. He'll be heading to Infocom as well. Jeff, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Gary. Good to be with you.
I'm excited. You guys are one of the leading sort of movers and shakers and drivers of digital signage. In fact, I'm pretty sure you were the first company with a 4K media player, if I remember correctly. Do I have that right?
You have that right. Yeah, we brought out their 4K media player last September and actually have been selling it very well into the market.
Yeah, so you're definitely a pioneer, and that's why I wanted you to be on today, because you seem to be ahead of the curve in digital signage. And I know you're exhibiting at Infocom in booth 5151, and I know you've got some exciting, you must have some surprises planned. I doubt you're willing to talk about all of them because we're still a couple of weeks away from the show. But are there any things that you're willing to talk about that that our listeners and readers can get excited about, because we're all gearing up to Infocom, which is 2 weeks away?
Well, first, you know, as you talked about with the 4K players, we'll be continuing to show our 4K players with a bunch of extra cool demos that we've been working on. And the demos come from, you know, work that we've done with our partners and also work that we've done in-house. And the great thing about it is, you know, as 4K starts to come along, we're finding people using our 4K players to connect the 4K displays as they're just coming out into the market. But we're also finding people using our 4K players to take advantage of the super advanced performance they have for doing really cool presentations and stuff, even on 1080p screens.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. In fact, I see that's one of the advantages of 4K is the way that you can use it is obviously to drive 4K content, but you can also use it to drive multiple pieces of content simultaneously. And I think, so there's some innovations going on there. But you're going to be introducing, from what I understand, you've got some big improvements coming in the way that digital signage content is displayed. One of the things we talked about before going on air is some improvements regarding, you know, HTML5. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, you know, we brought out our 4K player last year, as we talked about, and it's had very good HTML performance. And there's a lot of hardware capabilities in our platform that we've been working on, you know, kind of porting the software over on our HTML rendering engine to better take advantage of the hardware. And what we'll be showcasing at Infocom is a bunch of content and demos that really show, you know, much, much faster and kind of innovative kind of presentations and demos of this new kind of engine that we're putting in that basically takes a lot of the things that have been done in kind of pure software before. And what happens traditionally kind of in the PC world is taking rendering things in pure software. And since our platform has so much extra hardware in there, we've actually been mapping those transformations in HTML into our hardware side, which really shows off the performance of the platform. So we're excited to show off these new kind of advanced performance based on the hardware platform that we've been kind of slowly exposing.
So does that basically mean that, so if I'm looking, I'll see a noticeable difference, not just in quality, but also in performance from what we saw before?
Exactly. So there will be a bunch of things in terms of both interactivity, like swipe and touch things that you can do. Also, in terms of a lot of motion and integration with kind of social media type things, you can see the interactive aspects of it being just much faster than before. Even though we had great performance before, it's showing how much faster it is as we really start taking more and more advantage of the hardware that we have.
Yeah, I totally get it, because when you, for example, when you're approaching an interactive display, a lot of times there's a slight delay that is okay, but it's noticeable. Or the when you're integrating multiple, I don't know another great term to use other than widgets, into something where you're bringing in multiple sources of content into one display, then sometimes you see some delay there as well. So by using this new platform, you're both improving both visual performance and hardware performance noticeably, that both interactivity and just visual display quality is going to be better.
Absolutely. And a lot of it just comes down to, you know, when we first brought out our software, we couldn't expose kind of all the, or take advantage of all the hardware capabilities just because it was the first software release. Now what we're doing is with the improvements, it really improves that kind of zippiness and gets to kind of very large screen displays with touch performance that is, you know, touch performance that you expect out of any kind of contemporary phone or kind of tablet application, just being super, super zippy and not having that kind of little bit of delay as you were talking about.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. I think that's one thing that people do notice. And again, I mean, you're pioneering it because I don't know that anybody else is really addressing it that way. I think the way they're addressing it now is instead saying, oh, well, now you have 10 touch points instead of two, which is exciting, except that's not what people are necessarily wanting at that moment in time. They just want to improve the experience that they're having now. So that's great. I think that's a good thing. And again, you're going to be in booth 5151, but you're going to be announcing, and I know you don't want to talk specifically about the specific companies, but you have partnered with an enormously respectful group of companies out there that are partnered with you that are using and recommending your hardware and working with your hardware and platform. Tell me a little bit about that, because you've got some partnership announcements coming up at Infocom.
Yeah, you know, if you look at where kind of Brightsign started, we started basically with, you know, a core media player and very simple software. We continue to expand on the software offering that we build. Realize that there's a lot of different content management systems out there, or CMS systems, each one with their own particular set of capabilities. It's really been, you know, tuned for a vertical market. And we realized that, you know, it's not our core market to go after, you know, every specialized kind of application. We realized that partnering with the CMS providers was the best way to get kind of the best of their platform, which takes advantage of these specific markets, and then the best of our hardware into their platform. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win partnership. And what we'll be announcing at Infocom is several more partners that have integrated our platform, very well-known partners in the industry. I think most people will recognize them. And it's really kind of showcasing where we're going as a company to be the digital signage platform, no matter which CMS platform you pick. Like I said, we originally started off with just kind of our software, but now we've expanded to a long list of partners and have even more in the pipeline after the announcement at Infocom. So I think that, you know, the key thing that we're really focused on is, hey, if you like, you know, name your favorite CMS and they've not integrated with us, you should probably approach them and talk to them about integrating with Brightsign, because, you know, with Brightsign, we give, you know, the solid state media player super great reliability and performance at, you know, a fraction of the cost of what it takes, especially in total cost of ownership of a PC.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, like I said, you guys have really pioneered a lot, and there's no question you guys are the market leader in the category that you're in. And then, of course, you know, we can't end this without mentioning the fact that, you know, you guys have a little bit of a surprise plan Wednesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 to 5. Tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, so we're going to try something new this year at Infocom of hosting a little happy hour each day, Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 5. So it's basically a way to kind of promote some of the new partnerships that we have and some of our existing partnerships, and basically invite people over for a drink at the end of a long day at Infocom. So both Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m., stop by our booth, and we'll be having a little happy hour each day, a little celebration of Infocom, and just welcoming some of our new partners.
And that's in booth 5151. I've been talking to Jeff Hastings, the CEO of Brightsign. Jeff, I really appreciate your time today. I appreciate you giving us kind of a sneak peek, and keep paying attention, because we've already written some product information about new stuff that you guys have coming out that's embargoed that we'll post as soon as it's allowed to be posted. So you want to keep coming back to our website at ravepubs.com and check often, but also we're going to do a video cast as well before the show. So we're going to we're going to give everybody a chance to see who you are and have a chance to recognize both of us at the show via video, but also give you an opportunity to talk a little bit more deeper about some of the stuff that you're doing at Infocom. So check back for that as well. So Jeff, I appreciate you joining me today. Again, Bright Signs in booth 5151. Jeff, best of luck to you.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Great, and see you at the show.
I will see you there. And you've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Everyone, I appreciate you listening. Keep listening, because we have a lot more to go before we hit the floor at Infocom in 2 weeks. Thanks and have a great day.